You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, the local, the state, the national, we cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Time now, 3:06 p.m. We're in hour number two. Boomer, is that our caller on the line? We good to go? We got him?
Yeah, we got him.
All right, let's do this. Tell you what, former State Representative Paul DeMarco, he and I served in the legislature together. He was first elected in 2005, served all the way up through 2014. He was there for the vaunted Republican wave of 2010, but he had the blessing of serving in both the minority and the majority. He's an attorney. Represented House District 46, a congressional candidate, and he has dealt with the Birmingham Waterworks Board probably as much or more than anybody. So without further ado, my friend Paul DeMarco, how you doing today?
Great. Well, I hope you and your listeners are well today, and thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, man. Well, listen, Birmingham Waterworks Board, I said it earlier, they are ate up like a soup sandwich. It's never ending. I mean, I remember you and Senator Wagner, Jabbo, had legislation back in 2013, actually came through my committee that I chaired in the Senate to help restructure some of that board, if I recall.
It did, and we appreciated your help then, and it's like more things change, the more they stay the same. And it's just been a continuing problem. And some folks say, well, look, why should I care about the Birmingham Waterworks Board? I don't live in one of the Blount or St. Clair or Shelby or Jefferson. Here's why. I mean, we as a state, we all depend on each other. I mean, we, you live in Jefferson County, we need Madison County and Morgan. We need all those counties to be successful. And it's the same thing with Jefferson County, the largest population base. We need economic development. It provides jobs for the whole state. And when you've got an entity so out of control like the Birmingham Waterworks Board, it affects all of us. It affects jobs. It affects companies that may say, hey, we don't want to come to the state of Alabama because we don't want to deal with the rate increases and a board that has no accountability. And, it has been one thing after another. I know you've kept up with it. You know, recently we've had people that haven't gotten bills for months and they get these huge bills.
Right.
There have been more in the past couple of years. There has been a board member that was convicted of ethics charges. There were two contractors. There's a sordid history of the Birmingham Waterworks Board, and now it's time again for the Alabama lawmakers to look at this board and make some needed reform.
Well, let me ask you, and help me remember, I had Jabbo, Senator Wagner, on the show, gosh, I guess it's been about 6 weeks ago, when some of this began breaking about the jacked-up water bills. But my recollection of the legislation that we passed some time back was that we restructured the board to allow some representation on the board from some of the outlying counties. Am I correct?
That's exactly right. You've got it exactly right. So before, the only appointments were by the city of Birmingham, and that's a misnomer. It is the Birmingham Waterworks Board, but it is a separate entity upon itself. It is not owned by the city of Birmingham. It is not a subsidiary of the city of Birmingham. It is not one of their assets. This is a fully independent entity that was created by the Alabama legislature, and that's why it's going to take the Alabama legislature to fix it. And what had happened before is we said, wait a second, there are more ratepayers outside the city limits of Birmingham than inside, and there needs to be representation. So we added a representative from Blount County, Shelby County, and the Jefferson County Mayor's Association. But again, we're right. We thought we'd made some reforms. We changed the way they were paid. We made sure they were under the ethics law. But unfortunately, we're right where we were before, Phil.
Well, so let me ask you. I mean, I look at some of the outlandish expenditures. Some of the ways they pay themselves are still, even though we fixed it to some degree, you still look at it and go, wow, those expense accounts look really good. But then at the same time, we've got them paying $30,000 a month, Paul, for lobbyists and $50,000 a month for PR firms to help correct their negative image. That's $80,000 a month. And so now they want to turn around and raise rates. Your thoughts?
It is just outrageous, and I've talked to one of the board members. I said two things. A, there does not need to be any rate increase unless, or even consideration, unless there is a full forensic audit. Now, I appreciate the Attorney General coming in and looking at the water board. I know Senator Wagner's talked about releasing some documents, but that's related to the fumble with the billing. There needs to be a complete forensic audit. There was Jonathan Hardison reported a couple of weeks ago. There were allegations of kickbacks that was happening, and we need to know the full story because we don't know exactly what happened. There's also some issues with contractors. There's some litigation going on. They can't justify to one ratepayer that is serviced by the Birmingham Water Works Board why they need to raise rates. And they floated this 8%, but you know how it works.
Right.
You know how negotiated works. You float your high and like, oh, that's crazy. And then come back to, well, we're only going to give you a 4% rate increase. There needs to be a 0% rate increase.
Totally agree. In fact, one of the stats that I read out earlier before you came on was that apparently they're looking at raising the rates, increasing their budget expenditures. At the same time, they're seeing like 3% fewer commercial customers and 2.5% fewer residential. So they're losing people, but they're raising rates and increasing their budget. All this. I mean, who runs that business is what I want to know.
Well, and you just nailed it. You just nailed it, Phil. The way they operated is not the way your private sector company. They couldn't operate. They'd run off all their customers. It is not being operated in a way that it should be operated, and that's why there's no justification. All the books should be opened up. If it's justified after everybody has a complete look at it from an independent source, I mean, they had the former general manager was the one that just did an audit of the billing. I want someone with no ties to the Birmingham Water Works Board looking at it. And as you said, look at all the amount of money they're spending on lobbyists and PR firms. I mean, this is what you see. It's an industry upon itself. And who loses? The ratepayers.
Well, let me ask you, my former colleague in the legislature. You served in the House. I served in the Senate. If we were both still in, and by the way, Jabbo was on, and it was not real kosher for him to say on the air what he felt like they should do as legislators because he didn't want to go down that road yet. But me and you talking, we're not bound to anything. We're not in the rank and file of the legislature anymore. So if you were Representative DeMarco and you came to me and said, "Hey, Senator Williams, I want you to float a bill upstairs with me. What do you think we should do? What legislative action should be taken to try and bring that ship of state back into its rightful, you know, trajectory?"
Well, I would have legislation A that would make sure that they come under the auspices of the Alabama Department of Public Examiners so that there is absolutely no question that a request can be made for audits of their books outside of what they do. I mean, again, I don't have any confidence that we know what's going on with that. Secondly, is I would add more board representation. Again, you know, we did this once before, is you need to have board members who are putting the ratepayers first. And based on some of the contracts that have been made, they're putting the water board first.
Oh, yeah.
So I would go back and revisit what was done before. We tried to do that before. You know, again, they hired thousands and thousands of dollars of lobbyists. They also got some of their vendors to hire lobbyists to kill the legislation. That's how disgusting it got at that point. They were pressuring vendors to hire lobbyists to kill the legislation. So that would be the second thing I would do. So public examiners, additional board representation, I would have them under the auspices of the Public Service Commission. Now, look, a lot of folks say, oh, what's that going to do? But there needs to be someone who can say when you have consumer complaint. Because right now, if somebody has a consumer complaint, the only people they can call is the water board.
Yeah.
So there needs to be some outside entity that there can be called. And look, the Public Service Commission does regulate some, I think, rural water boards, so it wouldn't be foreign to them. But there's got to be someone outside that they would have to justify both their rates, but also would come in and look if there are consumer complaints. And then finally, I think we've got to go back and revisit the pay and all that, because again, it's like a hamster looking for that exit. I think we're right where that is before. So you've got to revisit the whole board, the way they operate. And those would be the four pieces of legislation. I drafted the first piece of legislation. If I were drafting it again, that's what I would do.
Well, I think you're spot on, brother. I think that's exactly the way things have to go. And I'm hopeful to see legislative action. I do believe that You know, there's no telling how many lobbying firms they have on those little small retainers, you know, the kind that develops the conflicts of interest for them so they can't engage. So, but we know they're paying three major lobbying firms upwards of, you know, $30,000 total a month. So I suspect that the same type of fights that we saw in 2013 will happen again, but it's got to happen. It's just got to happen.
But you, and legislators have to get, say, we've got to put this first, you know, the first time we tried to get this, it didn't make it through the rules committee. They did a voice vote. It really passed, but you know how it works down there. You know, the chairman can say whether it passed or not. I was very disappointed because the lobbyists won that time, but eventually came back and the ratepayers won. And that's what we expect of our lawmakers, to put the citizens first, the ratepayers. Again, this is an important issue because it's an economic development issue. If you've got this kind of problems, we already saw it. Jefferson County filed for bankruptcy once with the sewer rate. But again, when you have a utility that is not putting its ratepayers first, that hurts all the citizens of the state of Alabama.
Well, I totally agree. I think your comments are spot on. And, you know, looking back on that 2013 legislation, the only time in my 8 years of service in Montgomery that I was sort of dressed down by a lobbyist in the hallway who thought he could talk to me any way he wanted to was over that bill. And
I believe it. Look, I remember at one point, they had a lobbyist hiding out. I mean, they had a legislator hiding out in the hallway so they couldn't get a quorum. And I went to that person. I chewed him out. I said, how dare you hide because a lobbyist is doing this so that you can't do what's in the best interest of the ratepayers for Birmingham? And I said, you're a ratepayer. You're a ratepayer. I can promise you, your constituents would be just so disgusted with what you're out here keeping me from having a quorum to get this bill out of committee.
I'll be honest with you, brother. I've got two or three names in mind that I bet I know who that was. But
you probably do.
All right. Well, listen, former State Representative Paul DeMarco, we appreciate your time. You were spot on. I knew you'd have some content to relate to this conversation, and you certainly did. So thanks for your time today.
Anytime. Hope you and your listeners have a great rest of the day.
All right, man. You too. All right, well, let's wrap that segment up. Boomer, go ahead and take us to a break, brother, but that's the thing. And Paul's right. Representative DeMarco is absolutely right that it matters to the entire state, especially when, you know, 11% of the state is serviced by this one board. But it matters to the whole state that we are not a state known for having large utility entities that are corrupt and cannot possibly service their people the way they should. Can't happen. It defeats a lot of things that we need to see happen. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.